This is JP Shadrick with the Jaguars Report, presented by Ticket Exchange. Dave Caldwell says there are plans for Blake Bortles' development, even if he's the number two quarterback. Hear from the Jaguars' general manager after this.
When you're the victim of another person's negligence, the facts are everything. I'm talking about the fact that you're in pain, the fact that you can't work and the bills are piling up, the fact that your life is not on the same track it was before the injury. Here's a fact. Your future's in jeopardy. Call me, Eddie Farah, at 396-5555 or go to farahandfarah.com. I will fight to help you get your life back, and that's a fact. Farah and Farah, protecting you and your family. Jacksonville.
You say there's nothing quite like the feel of the open road when you ride a motorcycle. You know it takes concentration, knowledge, and skills beyond those required to drive a car. Ride Smart Florida would like to take this opportunity to remind you to enjoy the road, but to always ride smart. S-M-A-R-T. Say no to drinking and riding. Make yourself more visible to motorists. Always wear your helmet. Ride in control. Train regularly and get endorsed. Visit RideSmartFlorida.com for more details. Do you ride smart? This message is provided by the Florida Department of Transportation. Over the weekend, the Jaguars have trimmed the roster to 53 players and worked the waiver wire to look for players that could help the team immediately. After the cuts, Jaguars general manager Dave Caldwell spoke with the media on a conference call and answered questions about those cuts, the possible waiver claims, and yes, about the development of Blake Bortles.
Yeah, we have a good plan for him. I know Gus and the coaching staff, they talked about potentially getting him. Well, he'll definitely get all the two reps, but he'll also get, you know, a handful of reps with the ones every week, which most twos do anyways. And then off to the side, you'll see him working with Frank during some scout team periods and stuff like that where we'll still develop him. And then post-practice, obviously, we'll still be developing him.
The Jaguars return to practice today in preparation for Sunday's regular season opener in Philadelphia. With the Jaguars Report, I'm JP Shadrick.